The other day, I was talking to the battalion chief for our local fire department, and I was specifically interested in his vehicle replacement strategy. I mean, fire and emergency apparatus are expensive and highly upfitted for their specific job, so it makes sense that you want to get as much life out of them as possible. While we've typically focused on how preventive maintenance can help you extend the life of these assets, it's simply a matter of fact that at some point you'll have to consider a replacement. But this isn't unique to emergency fleets. Almost every fleet is dealing with aging vehicles, rising maintenance costs, unnecessary downtime, and every fleet manager is trying to find that perfect moment in time to replace a vehicle where it doesn't start costing you unnecessarily while also not retiring it with a lot of good life left in it. When talking to Battalion Chief Hopper, he was walking me through how it makes more sense to throw their ambulances on a new chassis rather than having to deal with the long wait times of procuring a new vehicle entirely. Now, obviously, an ambulance or a fire truck is a special kind of vehicle, but I was curious as to whether something like this existed for standard fleet assets, and at that same time, I heard from Jonathan Carr with Vehicle Reman, letting me know that he'd love to join the show if we ever had a topic that made sense.
There's a point when you're getting a repair done every 6 months, every quarter, whatever, and then there's a time when it starts happening where it's really affecting your business and affecting your revenue.
Welcome to The Fleet Code, a podcast brought to you by Fleetio, where we dive into the latest fleet industry trends, technologies, and best practices. My name is Zach Searcy, and today we're exploring if it makes more sense to remanufacture your fleet assets as an alternative to the standard replacement. Joining us is Jonathan Carr, the president of Vehicle Reman, to help us learn more about the timing of a reman, which fleets and assets might be a good fit, and then, of course, the savings potential. Let's get into it. Now, obviously, there are so many different factors you could consider when evaluating your different options, but we, a big advocate for data-driven decisions, are interested in three things in particular. That's cost, what's the financial impact of each option, potential downtime, how quickly can you get that vehicle back on the road, and then asset lifecycle, how much usable life is left in the vehicle. Before we break each of these down, let's talk about timing. When should a fleet manager be actively evaluating these options? If you wait until a vehicle is already unreliable, your options are limited, but if you get ahead of the curve, you can make a more strategic decision. A question that I have that I'm sure people listening are curious about is, at what point should you be evaluating a vehicle for a reman? Are there like signs that you should be looking for, or what does that look like?
I think the best one is just anecdotal almost, right? It's like when you get sick and tired of taking the truck to the shop over and over again, right? There's a point when you're getting a repair done every 6 months, every quarter, whatever, and then there's a time when it starts happening where it's really affecting your business and affecting your revenue. And so I would say as soon as that truck is underperforming, you know, to a significant degree on revenue productivity, then yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, that feels similar. So something that we often preach to people is that idea of tracking your cost per mile, your TCO over time. You see a point typically in the fleet space, it's around that like 5 to 7 year mark where the cost per mile starts to increase. And your goal as a fleet manager is typically like right before that increases to figure out what your plan is with the vehicle. And it sounds similar. Now that 5 to 7 year window is not a hard and fast rule, but it's a good benchmark. Some fleets stretch vehicles beyond that, while others, especially those running heavier duty applications, might see those costs spike even earlier. So the first and most obvious factor that you should consider is cost. But this isn't just about the sticker price, it's about looking at the full financial picture. Here are a few metrics to evaluate the cost of this decision. Total cost of ownership. That is, what are you spending on maintenance, fuel, insurance, and repairs? Cost per mile. Is this vehicle becoming more expensive to operate as it ages? And then your resale versus your reman investment. Would putting $30,000 into a remanufacture be more cost effective than selling and replacing the vehicle entirely?
It's worth it too, right? Because when you're fixing a little bit at a time, you're like, what's this going to look like over the next 6 months? But if we give you an estimate, you can say, oh, that's worth it. I want to keep this Jeep.
And that's an important distinction. Even if you're paying more in repairs, it's not just the repair bill that matters. It's also how much money the vehicle is not making while it's in the shop. And that brings us to downtime, something that every fleet manager wants to minimize, because whether you're remanufacturing or replacing, the longer that asset is unavailable, the more it costs you and your operation. So here are a few questions you should ask. How long would it take us to source a new vehicle? Supply chain delays could stretch this to months or even years for you. What's the wait time for remanufacturing? And then how much downtime are we already experiencing due to ongoing repairs with this vehicle?
And then the other side of that is not just cost savings, but time savings. Could you walk me through the reman process and what people could expect from a timing perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. So a normal reman, once we pull it in the bay, is about 2 to 3 weeks is what it takes us. Because, man, these dealerships in Midland, like, it can be months for a wait.
Something that you just touched on is this idea of at dealerships, there can be a backlog of fleet-ready vehicles. And I think things have gotten better over the last several months, but there was a stretch there where you were talking a 2-year waiting period for even standard pickup trucks.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Whenever that cost per mile starts to drop, we wanna do it.
And this is especially relevant in industries where supply chain delays have made new vehicles harder to come by. So if your replacement plan involves waiting 6 to 9 months for delivery, that's a good bit of lost productivity. And finally, let's talk about asset lifecycle. When considering a reman, you need to ask, does this vehicle have enough life left in it to justify the investment? So what should you consider when evaluating lifecycle? Look at the powertrain health. Are the engine and transmission in good shape? Look at the structural integrity. Is the frame in solid condition? Does it have any rust or damage that would make this not worthwhile? And then look at planned utilization. Will this vehicle remain valuable to our fleet for another full life cycle? A good way to think about this is, if you remanufacture a vehicle today, will it realistically serve its second full life cycle before major repairs creep in again? If the answer is no, replacement might be the better call. Now, remanufacturing isn't the right choice for every vehicle, but when the numbers line up, it can be a strategic alternative to replacing your vehicles outright. So when does reman actually make sense, and what type of vehicles benefit the most? So we know that remanufacturing can be a viable alternative to buying new, but it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Generally, remanufacturing makes the most sense for fleets that rely on high-cost, highly upfitted vehicles, especially those with a long lead time for procurement. Think about industries like emergency services, where the trucks have highly specialized equipment or purposes, or oil and gas, where you have heavy-duty trucks that have drilling and pipeline tools attached to them, or even the utilities industry, where you've got vehicles with lifts, cranes, and other expensive attachments.
The one that we've been talking to more lately is oil and gas, because essentially with what we offer, the more equipment that you've got on the back of that thing, the more money we are going to save you. And those guys got a lot of equipment on the back of that thing.
Yeah, I think high level, the more upfitted your vehicle is, the more tailored it is to your operations, the more expensive it is to try to replace that vehicle.
Yeah, correct. And then the other thing too is, like, even if they want to move the equipment, right? Like, you've got these trucks with these cranes on them, and it'll cost them 15, 20 grand just to swap over. And so you got to add that onto the cost of a new vehicle, and then tax, and you get all this stuff, and it gets expensive in a hurry.
Yeah, you heard that right. For fleets in these industries, removing and reinstalling upfitted equipment isn't just a hassle. It's an additional $15,000 to $20,000 on top of the cost of a new truck. So beyond just the cost of the vehicle itself, remanufacturing helps fleets avoid extra expenses and delays that come with sourcing and outfitting new assets. From a financial standpoint, the savings can be significant. On average, remanufacturing costs about 50% of a new vehicle's price, meaning fleets can stretch their budgets much further, and a remanufactured vehicle can get a full reset on its service life.
Yeah, so out in Midland, you know, they get 100, and then we've got a home service company up in Tennessee, and they get 3, right? And so it's going to depend on driving habits and everything, but if you came in at 100 and you're going to go do the same thing with that truck, you can get another 100. So we will just double the life expectancy of that thing. One of the things that I think is just like a really good point, or almost a visual of what we do and how we help companies, is our average savings on a truck is $35,000, okay? And so you got a home service company with five vans, five trucks, whatever, makes a big difference for them, right? It makes a big difference for their bottom line.
And speaking of downtime, remanufacturing typically takes just a few weeks compared to the months-long wait times many fleets face when trying to purchase new vehicles. At the end of the day, remanufacturing is a strong fit for fleets with highly upfitted vehicles where replacement costs and lead times are excessive. But for fleets with the standard non-upfitted assets, the decision is more case by case. If a vehicle has a well-maintained powertrain and a solid service history, reman may still be worth considering. But in cases where structural damage or extreme wear is present, replacement could be the better move. So what about the cases where reman isn't the right fit? While remanufacturing can be a great way to extend a vehicle's life, it's not always the right move. Some vehicles reach a point where keeping them on the road simply isn't worth it. So when does it make more sense to replace a vehicle rather than remanufacture it? There are two main reasons. First, severe structural damage. If you have issues like rust, frame deterioration, or other major integrity concerns, it's probably not going to be a good fit. And then excessively high part costs. Some vehicles have replacement parts that are just too expensive to justify a reman. So my curiosity is getting the best of me. Have you ever seen a vehicle come through that you were like, actually, that one's a lost cause?
No, but part of that is diligence on the front end. The only thing that can make these things not work is too much rust on the body or too much rust on the frame.
Rust and frame damage are often deal breakers because they compromise the structural integrity of a vehicle. No matter how much work you put into the engine and the components, a failing frame is not safe or cost-effective to rebuild. Another situation where replacement is the better option is when a vehicle's parts are just too expensive compared to a standard reman.
The most economical is going to be Ford, Chevy, and then Dodge.
And that's just because of parts procurement, I'd guess.
Yeah, I mean, you look at like a Isuzu or these Mercedes vans or even Toyotas, man, like their parts are 3x what you can get for a Ford. So it's just like we almost just tell customers it's not even worth it.
This is especially important for fleet managers who oversee a mix of vehicle types. If you're running a fleet of work trucks from common manufacturers, reman is usually a cost-effective option, but for specialty imports or low production models, the numbers might not add up. Beyond repair costs and part prices, fleet managers also need to evaluate how often a vehicle is breaking down, because every time that happens, it's pulling resources away from your business operations. What are the numbers that somebody should be looking at when trying to decide if this is worth it for their vehicle that they're looking at?
Yeah, so I would say on the like data-driven, you're looking at cost per mile, but then on the emotional side too, you know, when it's stressing you out, it's when those shop visits like are two things. The cost per mile, it makes the cost per mile go up, or it makes your blood pressure go up.
And this is where data-driven decision-making is key. If a vehicle's cost per mile keeps climbing and the vehicle is spending more time in the shop than on the road, a reman won't necessarily fix the underlying issue. It might just be delaying the inevitable. So which fleets are more likely to find replacement the better option? Generally speaking, we're talking about fleets with vehicles that have severe rust or frame damage, fleets running specialty imports with high-cost replacement parts, and fleets dealing with ongoing mechanical failures that impact productivity. For standard fleet assets like work trucks, vans, or pickups, it's more of a case-by-case decision, and some vehicles may be excellent candidates for reman while others might be at the end of their usable life. At the end of the day, both options have their place. Remanufacturing is a great way to extend asset life when the numbers make sense, and replacement is the better call when the vehicle is beyond saving. Now, let's talk about one more factor fleet managers might be thinking about: sustainability. More fleets are thinking about sustainability when making vehicle decisions, but
While EV adoption is growing, it still comes with its challenges. You've got higher upfront costs, the charging infrastructure needs, and then also just supply chain restraints. Remanufacturing offers a different approach to sustainability, one that focuses on extending the life of existing assets rather than replacing them outright.
We are actually greener than electric at this point. And a lot of that has to do with infrastructure, but a lot of that has to do with conflict minerals. And so I just think it's such a better alternative and an alternative for now, right? Because we're pulling all these subsidies back.
And this is an angle that isn't discussed that often. The environmental impact of EVs isn't just about tailpipe emissions, it's about how those vehicles are built. So while the long-term industry push is towards EVs, some fleets are taking a more measured approach, and that's where remanufacturing could come in.
Everybody with a fleet knows, you know, everybody wants them to, but they don't have the range, they take too long to charge, you know, they're just, the trucks are too heavy. And so you've got all these issues, and it's, hey guys, like, why don't we just keep doing exactly what we've been doing until EV kind of gets figured out.
Right now, a lot of fleet managers are uncertain about when they should switch to EVs. You've got changing policies and incentives. You've got range limitations, charging infrastructure concerns, and all of this really just makes it where they don't feel like it could be a good fit for their work fleet.
I think with that, like, a lot of people are probably in this wait and see approach in terms of what the next 4 years holds. And so this as a process, at least in the interim, to hold you over for the next 4 years and see what policies come out or anything like that. Like, there is a great opportunity to use this as your plan while you put a plan in place, be it for EVs or just your fleet in general.
Yeah, or as like just another option, a second option, right? Like, yeah, if we can do this, and man, honestly, I think this is the way of the future, even more so than EV, because it just takes less resources and less infrastructure.
And this makes remanufacturing a strong transitional strategy, letting fleets extend the life of their existing vehicles while they plan for a future move to EVs or other alternative options. At the end of the day, sustainability isn't just about buying new technology, it's about making smarter choices with the assets that you already have. So whether a fleet is preparing for EVs or just trying to operate more efficiently, remanufacturing is a tool that could help you control costs and reduce waste. And that's all I have for today's episode of The Fleet Code. So to wrap up, here are three key takeaways for fleet managers who are considering remanufacturing versus replacement. First, use data to identify which assets are nearing their end of current life.
Yeah, so I would say on the like data-driven, you're looking at cost per mile, but then on the emotional side too, you know, when it's stressing you out, it's when those shop visits like are two things. The cost per mile, it makes the cost per mile go up or it makes your blood pressure go up.
Second, the more specialized your vehicles and the harder it is to replace them, the better a fit you might be for a reman.
The one that we've been talking to more lately is oil and gas. Because essentially with what we offer, the more equipment that you've got on the back of that thing, the more money we are gonna save you. And those guys got a lot of equipment on the back of that thing.
The more upfitted your vehicle is, the more tailored it is to your operations, the more expensive it is to try to replace that vehicle.
And third, think long-term and decide where remans could fit into your immediate, future, and even transitionary plans.
And so this as a process, at least in the interim, to hold you over for the next 4 years and see what policies come out or anything like that. Like, there is a great opportunity to use this as your plan while you put a plan in place, be it for EVs or just your fleet in general.
Yeah, or as like just another option, a second option.
I really appreciate Jonathan with Vehicle Reman for taking the time to chat with us. I've included his website and his contact information in the episode description if you have any other questions about the reman process. As a reminder, the Fleet Code is brought to you by Fleetio. If you're looking for the best way to keep up with your operating costs and find that perfect moment in time to replace or remanufacture your fleet assets, Fleetio's fleet management system brings all of your fleet data to the forefront so you can make informed decisions for your fleet. You can learn more about Fleetio at fleetio.com. That's F-L-E-E-T-I-O.com. I've also included a few resources around building a fleet vehicle replacement plan in the podcast description, so you can start mapping out the life cycles of your fleet assets. Make sure you subscribe to The Fleet Code on your podcast platform of choice to keep up with the latest tips and tricks for fleet managers. Leave a review or a rating if you're into that kind of thing. And if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, send us an email to podcast@fleetio.com and let us know. Subscribe to our newsletter and follow @Fleetio on social media for even more fleet management best practices.